Call to order, roll call. Sean here, Wilma.
Here.
Stacy is absent. Jason.
Here.
And Jacqueline.
And she's not here yet.
Okay. Pledge of allegiance. Salute pledge.
Pledge of allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Do you second?
I'll second.
Okay, roll call. No. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes. Consent agenda, need a motion for that as well.
Motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion on any of those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Public comment? No public comment. Board member? What is there?
Is there public comment?
Muted?
Unmuted.
Okay. No, Brandy's starting that off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was expecting the public comment to be at the end. I'm going to read. Good evening, board members. Thank you for your time tonight. I am here to respectfully propose a policy revision to our dress code. I want to begin by saying that I fully support maintaining professional standards and administrative authority. I would like the board to consider whether the dress code still meaningfully serves the students, the staff, or instruction. Again, this is not about lowering standards or removing professionalism. Rather, it is to amend the dress code to better reflect the current educational environments, to maintain consistency in policy enforcement and meet the practical needs of our staff and students, as well as the culture of our rural community. The current policy prohibits all indoor hats and beanies or headwear, except for religious or safety reasons. At the same time, our school already appropriately permits tattoos, facial piercings, and unconventional hairstyles and colors, as well as other modern forms of professional appearance. Due to such things being permitted, it can appear inconsistent and difficult to justify the prohibition of hats and beanies that adhere to all the other dress code standards. School discipline and staff oversight should prioritize academics, attendance, safety, behavior, and student success. Minor appearance issues that do not disrupt instruction, create unnecessary conflict, and consume instructional time. On a personal note, I have health issues wherein I chronically suffer from anemia, making body temperature regulation very difficult. Receiving iron transfusions is not unusual for me, and sometimes a beanie is incredibly necessary and helpful for me to maintain function. Many schools are now updating their personal dress codes to allow hats and beanies, provided they do not contain inappropriate content, obscure identity, or create safety concerns. They are focusing their dress codes to enforce safety and conduct rather than mere appearances. I propose we too align our dress codes, and as other such districts have seen it beneficial to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandy.
And then I would like to support my colleague's proposal. And this comes from the two students that gave their argument to you last board meeting. They are my students. They were on a prohibition time testing out the idea that comfort level would improve their grades. And I'm happy to report that both of them have shown improvement in their grades, to which they too are quite pleased about. Now, I don't necessarily support all the proposed changes that they were talking about, but the idea of allowing beanies and hoods, maybe, and hats is definitely something I think we could affordably change in our dress code without compromising our boundaries, our standards, or the professionalism that we want to maintain. Again, if we maintain the same rulings of nothing graphic, nothing sexual, nothing gang related on their hats and beanies, and that they're able to show their face and be recognizable. I do believe that that sense of comfort for this community that we are in the northern cold needs that they have. A lot of our students are walking when they come. I believe it can be helpful. It can help them feel more at ease as well. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate about our district and our school in particular, is really the warmth and the community feeling that we get here at Portola. So I would like to see that change as well.
Thank you so much. Is there anybody else?
I was also wondering if Katie Campbell, is she here yet and available, because she had brought this issue up when she worked in Loyalton and received the right to maintain her hats. Is she here yet?
Yeah, I was athletic director in Loyalton, and so hats were not allowed, but when it was part of my outfit for game days or whatever, hats were a part of that. So that was just an instance that, because it was part of my,
The uniform.
well, it wasn't a uniform, it was an outfit. My athletic director outfit.
Was an accessory.
Yes. So it didn't, the hat didn't come off because it was part of the outfit, part of my attire, my hair, all of that. So it, that's why I did not remove it.
Okay. The one you gave us, is it any different than the one we had? Okay. Okay, public comments, reports, board members. Any board members have reports? Right, Executive Director.
Did you get to go visit the campus?
Oh, I did.
You have something you could share? Sorry.
I took a bunch of pictures. It looks like whenever they repaired the roof, it's not leaking anymore. But they have like this
Pink.
at Thompson's Peak, in that big, the gymnasium's got, it's got a lot of potential, but it's got the weird pegboards all over the place. I mean, that would all have to be replaced, and then we couldn't get into the upstairs rooms, so it looked like a lot of ceiling damage, but it looks like the roof is sealed tight. I really like the wood paneling, the old school wood paneling around the walls. I'm old school like that. I thought it looked good, but I thought it looked really good. I mean, I need to look at it again to give a full report, but like I said, we couldn't get into the one room, and the girls had a good time going through the dark and through all the
Stephanie, do
different
you know
places.
why I couldn't get in?
I didn't have the right key.
Oh, okay.
We'll find it. I
They
didn't see
were
you.
needed to leave, and I had to didn't have the right key. But I think that the best thing is we need to have a contractor come out, because like I know the ceiling is like falling down, but I don't know if it's just insulation, or I don't know if there's more damage beyond that. Like,
I guess what I was hoping to get is just, you know, a meeting of the minds with some of Stephanie's staff and having a board member to really say what are our priorities. Because to pull a contractor in without knowing, like, this is what I want to do first. We want to get the gymnasium up and running, the classrooms up and running. Like, what is it that we need to do in sort of a, what are the priorities
Well, I'm
there?
going to be in town a couple of days next week. I can go back by there. There were no dead or live raccoons.
Hey,
I could report.
life's good.
If I could swing by again, I'll be in town a couple of days next
Yeah,
week.
and we need to get some of Stephanie's team to weigh in because they're going to be leaving in 2 weeks.
Oh,
Right?
can
They're
I
done.
make a? I'm sorry. Can I make a comment real quick?
Of course,
It's
Stacy.
Stacy. Well, I
Yeah.
thought I was supposed to be there when that meeting, when Jason went. And so I was never contacted, but I was out of state for a couple weeks. So I would like to be there, but I do think we need to talk to the staff. And so I'm willing to like facilitate a meeting if Stephanie wants to arrange it, that I can go up there and kind of listen to them and ask them questions and see what needs to be done, or what they would like to be done with it. I think looking at it is fine and good, but also seeing kind of what their vision, what they would like it to be, would be good too.
Their reserve amount is not going to permit getting it all done in one fell swoop. So that's why I think it has to be staged out
Prioritize.
and prioritized and say, this is what we're doing now, and this will be 2 years from now. And
I think the very first thing that has to happen is we have to figure out the raccoon situation and the feces and that contamination that is existing in that property. Like that's like I don't know enough about it, and I don't know that we do, but it's pretty rough.
yeah. Were there some dead birds and stuff upstairs when we went through it? I thought.
They're not there now.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's been several years now, but still,
No.
I could see where
And then
Stephanie's coming
the
from.
raccoons and stuff. And
Yeah.
to me, I smell animal urine,
Right.
dead
Yeah.
rodent, like all that smell is in there. And so that will have, like, that's probably the first priority.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
bam, black
Yes.
mold. I mean, the ceiling falling down. I'm
Right.
sure there's mold inside those one classrooms. Like, all right,
Right.
just see through the
So
window.
that is the kind of thing that we need to figure out who, what
And
area, what specialists we need to get in so we can have it evaluated.
well, I'll get a hold of you, Stacy. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I got to be in town. So I'll get a hold of you and we'll figure it out.
Okay, next week, any of those work? So just give me a jingle.
Thursday's graduation, so.
Thursday, I could do it during the day, but Stephanie probably doesn't want us there
Yeah.
on Thursday.
You guys can come look, but Thursday's a crazy day for me, so.
Well, they're looking to talk to staff also, so that's not going to be a good day to visit.
Gotcha.
So involved, so it's not just Stacy and Jason. We got to get Stephanie to know what her staff is available.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything to add to executive director?
Nothing to add.
Same with the finance report, program reports, unless there's any questions. Okay. 7A, wildfire risk assessment report.
We had a fire risk assessment done at the Doyle site, and there was a few findings and recommendations. So for the recommendations, for removal of the vegetation at the post to the building, since we're going to be having concrete work, I suggest that we just take out the vegetation, the junipers, and just put concrete right up to the building. Replacing some of the vents on the buildings, and then just make sure they have the correct mesh on the rest of them. Raking the wood chips away from the garage area.
So, Elle, did you say that Randy could handle adding that mesh that's needed on
Yes.
the.
In regards to the gutters.
Okay.
And I think that was basically it. The biggest thing is going to be the concrete, but since we're already doing concrete, we're just going to have them include that.
And
The
did they want
concrete.
the trees trimmed
Oh,
and.
and the trees trimmed above the one building. All easy fixes.
So Jared met up with them, and they sent out an inspector. Our Charter Safe contracted with an inspector, so really appreciated that they do that to
So did
make
they
sure
tell
we're
us
mitigating.
what kind of mesh we have to use so we make sure we put the right stuff
Yeah,
in there?
some of it already has a mesh on it. It
Oh,
just has to have a
smaller.
smaller.
Okay.
In that
It
report,
said
it spelled it
specifically,
out,
yeah.
the
Okay,
size.
good.
Okay, dress code.
Katie dug to find, for our first step was to take a look and see what other dress codes were. And so you have a table of what dress codes there are. Do you have any questions? Katie talked to each school, so
Yeah, I looked that over too.
yeah.
Thank you for that, Katie.
And then
Yeah, that helps.
I think it gets tackled then because we usually in August approve the student handbook. That we could do it even in June. but the student handbook is where that dress code is contained. So we'll be bringing you a proposal, but just know that, you know, you've heard from students, you've heard from some staff members, and if you have any particular direction or
pajama thoughts. Bottoms are out.
Yeah, I was going to say the pajamas are the only thing I think should be off the table, but
I think we need to ask Doyle staff because they have a lot more kids here daily than the other ones to see what their take is. Because as a parent and a staff member here, I think it's a terrible idea.
For hats?
Hats, hoodies, pajama bottoms.
Hoodies are the worst.
Yeah. I'm not on board with hoodies.
But did you see this?
Do you think that the two non-traditional sites could have a different policy than the traditional site?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, that'd be something to look into.
And staff with like anemia or any kind of case-to-case basis.
Well, if you have a medical exception, it's a slam dunk.
Immediately thinking when she mentioned that. That should be automatic, right?
Loyalton has the no exception.
So Sarah's on with us tonight because she's going to share survey results, but. Sarah, could you help me put together a SurveyMonkey questionnaire to send to staff to let everybody have an opportunity to weigh in?
I'll help you suggest that. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, perfect. She's learning all the SurveyMonkey tools.
So then based on that, you'll bring a proposal to the board? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's part of that handbook step. That will be
okay.
And how do you guys feel about the non-traditional sites being different than here? Is that a possibility?
I don't know that I have any issue with it being different.
Would the need be to be different? I think, you know, I know in Susanville, they're there, you know, not as much as in Doyle, but why, I guess, is just my comment to it is if we're going to have a standard, we need to have a standard across all the board everywhere. And unless it's going by, you know, Portola wants to be more relaxed and, you know, maybe Susanville has a different take on it. But I think we just need to stick with one down the, you know, line.
I think you're dealing with the apples and oranges, Stacy, because here you're here all day. And the other sites are in and out.
And it's a little colder in Portola too.
Go ahead, Brandy.
Can I just ask for a reason why you feel so passionately against hats in general? Especially, I've been in staff meetings, and to me, it seems ironic to have a student who has come in from a construction job, who's working really hard to graduate with a baseball cap on, who's there to meet with his teacher, and being told to take off his hat when his teacher has orange hair and a skirt and fun leggings on. To me, it seems ironic.
This is why I think it could be different.
Who are you asking?
I'm asking everybody who has a hard time accepting a baseball cap on a young man.
I 100% answer that. So in a classroom where we have, you know, 20-something kids sitting in there, if their hoodies are on and they're slouched and the person can't see over the hat that's, you know, in front of them, it actually does become quite a distraction with the more crowded classrooms. Now, you know, maybe one-on-one that's different, but when you're in a classroom with 25 kids that all have hats on or they're slouched in their seats and you can't see their eyeballs while you're trying to give direct instruction. Right. And
so does that mean I'm talking to her? I want to answer Stacy's question, which was why do the separate schools need separate policies? And what Misty just said answers why, because of our situation as an independent study and one-on-one instruction and the smaller classrooms and everything, it is a different teaching environment and it is a different culture that we have here than in the traditional larger classrooms. So I respect Misty's, you know, what she her observations of the classroom with hats and hoodies and stuff like that. But here it is a different culture and it's a different situation. And Stacy, right? Stacy, you were
it
the one that
is. And
right?
my kids actually went to Thompson Peak, and so I am familiar with that. But I taught my son, you do not wear a hat when you are at school. I think that, and I know that it's getting into morality and things like that, but I think if, and it's more, I just want to hear more what maybe the, what each site needs, do the Survey Monkey, and then come back with it as data. I personally think we need to hold, if we are not holding the standard, those kids see their parents going to Walmart in their pajamas. And I think that's unacceptable. And that we need to hold our kids to a better standard than maybe that they're even identifying with at home. And
I like the idea what Brandy had suggested, that we allow hats, but we do hold the same standards of professionalism that we did before, which is no graphic things, no sexually explicit things, no drug-related things, no gangster things, no bad cussing words, right? There's still a cleanliness level that's expected if you are going to wear a hat, but to allow our kids to be able to do that and our staff.
So I would like to stop the conversation.
We have
like to do is a survey. I'll give plenty of space for reasons and questions. And then as we wind down the year before so instead of getting the whole handbook approved in June, maybe I could just bring that section of the handbook as a proposal and see where we land. But I'm all for getting the data. That's why I asked Katie to like do that comparison of other districts so that so we knew what was going on around us.
Are we meeting the third week of June on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be to hear from all three sites too. So that'd be really good.
One thing that when I talked to the schools, a lot of them said that as far as the hats go, they leave that up to the teacher's discretion. So in each classroom, what that teacher says goes. So that might be something to consider as well.
Yeah, especially that one-on-one.
Okay, we're moving on. Spring survey results. Thank you for everybody that commented, by the way.
That's me. I'm going to share presentation. Everybody see my screen?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. So I have these broken down by sites, and I'm going to talk about the Doyle site first. So first I'll talk about the Doyle parent survey. We had respondents, 12 parents responded. They covered most classes and most of our special programs. This is how our school climate questions looked. And here you can see on this top one, about 90% of our students feel safe at school, or the family thinks that the school is safe for their kids most or all of the time. So that's great to see. The school staff makes an effort to learn about my family. These are all just connected climate questions. Here were some more school climate questions. Again, lots of this blue and green, which is fantastic to see. This last line here is probably something we could work on since we start seeing some of these other colors pop in. The school seeks parent input. So that was not looking as well. Go ahead.
Sarah, I want to interrupt you for a second.
Yes.
And I want to just appreciate for a moment, like in all the questions, there's a little block of absolutely not. Does that represent one person, two people? Like what? Help us understand.
Yeah, so with a small survey size of 12, and that's less than 10%, I would say that's probably just one.
Yeah, it's got to be 8.5%. It looks like it's 92, so 1 out of 12, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Or 8 1/4. Yep.
No problem. The next couple of questions were about personalized education. My child's teacher understands their strengths, areas of growth, interest, passions. And so that was an overwhelming yes. Yes, our teachers know our students and the families know that. And children are feeling supported and appropriately challenged. That's also all showing up pretty good here. This question is about stress and disengagement, and good to see that our students are not, eight of the 12 families said no, and 4 said yes. And then these were some comments that families left based on this. So based on saying yes, they had an opportunity to leave some comments. So my child has experienced stress and disengagement from learning throughout the school year. Currently, I believe he's doing well. That's good. It can be fighting to get him to go to school, but mostly I feel it's because it's coming up to the end of the year. So I feel like these are pretty light struggles. And then the last question, outside of just general comments, was what other events or activities should we be doing? Student performances really had a lot of votes here, and educational workshops. Other is marked in green here, and some of the things that were suggested was including more sports, donuts with dads, Mother's Day activities, the music day, teachers versus student competitions, and hangout nights. So just some interesting feedback from parents. Doyle only received one extra comment, and this was it. Just hoping to see some working on handwriting.
Dara, how was the survey put out?
So the parents received it through from SurveyMonkey, and I believe it went out through Parent Square.
When did it go out? I didn't see it.
A couple weeks ago.
Thank you.
So if you don't have your alerts set up on Parent Square, you have to actually log into the app. So you probably should set up alerts for your Parent Square.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Oh, you got to do an extra step.
Yep.
And then you just do that once.
Yep. Oh, no,
and
I get it.
Get the flag, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's, I know Sarah's going to keep going, but I have to say, I don't want to include those survey results in our LCAP yet, because 12 is really a small sample.
Yeah.
That's a really small number.
But honestly, if you look back at the past ones, we haven't been getting good parent participation in our survey.
Yeah, but we still get 30
in the last few
30
years.
Something.
Yeah, 12 times survey.
12 is
what
really
was it last year though?
I don't recall an actual number, but I'm
going
to
say it was pretty low last year too. I was like, wow.
And those 12 are probably staff members.
Well, I know one of them was based on a comment. So.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Sarah.
Okay, so now I have the Doyle student survey, which went out through Kelvin, which Kelvin is a program we use that connects right to our Chromebooks. The little doggy pops up and the students know that the doggy has questions for them. They can answer. They received just a handful of questions, much smaller than the parent survey. We broke it up into two age groups or two grade ranges, TK through 5th and 6th through 12th. 6th through 12th, we had a more sensitive question we needed to ask for our LCAP, so we needed to separate those out. We had 65% participation in the younger grades and 85% participation in the older grades, so that was great. This is the TK through 5th grade results. The favorable results are showing here. So 75% of the younger kids said that their teacher or adults at the school care about them, which is great. During the past week, how often did they feel happy? Adults at my school are kind and caring, and students are treated fairly. Sixth grade's questions were a little bit different, but still, there is an adult at my school who really cares about me, 78%. So our students are feeling cared for. Teachers or staff at my school are kind and respectful to students and families. and adults at my school listen to me when I have something to say. And then this here is the more sensitive question about sadness and feeling hopelessness in the last lasting more than 2 weeks. So that was a question that we have to ask. And these are results. So I use that happy question to kind of replace it. All right, now I'm going to jump over to the Portola site. We had 12 responses from the Portola site. Again, that represents all teachers and all the special programs. Here you can see there's no orange, which is really exciting to see. Lots of green and blue weighing out. These are all the same questions about school climate. This one's really, I like seeing this. I'm encouraged to be an active partner in my child's education. So seeing that really highly green is great. And then personalized education questions. So green is definitely outweighing that yellow. My child's teacher understands them, knows their strengths. So that's good. These independent study questions are a little different from the Doyle questions. So, how effectively did you and your children manage independent work time at home? And then the second question is, did children understand what was expected of them in their independent assignments? So, yes, and somewhat are outweighing the others. This is the stress and disengagement question again, and we had the same results. So 8 said no, 4 said yes. I didn't have any comments to share from the yes answering ones. And then the events and activities interest, you could see the suggestions here are sports, more outdoor trips, kayaking, hiking, family field trips, drama, dance, gymnastics. They would like to see student performances, educational workshops, and family barbecues. And then Portola got a good handful of final comments. I think the second one there is pretty amazing. Would you like me to read these, or can I keep?
Oh, we got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's no, that? Sarah, can I ask a favor? Can you go back to the Doyle student slide, the K through 5, that last one, and then 6 through 12?
The happiness, sadness, or the other student?
Yeah, question? That one.
Okay.
Well, all of them. It seems like it's a complete flip-flop when you talk to the TK through 5 when their answers in comparison to the 6 through 12.
Yeah, it's interesting, too.
Can you go back to that last one, too? I want to get a picture of that.
I'm wondering if there wasn't some confusion during answering the questions. I almost would have expected.
Go back. Right. Can you go back to that last slide?
To the happy.
The happy, that one.
Yeah.
I just wonder, now we're talking to TKers, so I'm just wondering, do they fully understand? I'm not making excuses, but this is, those aren't good numbers.
I would have thought the opposite. I do see what Jason's saying, because I
just thought our stuff. During the past week, how often
you split it up into some very shades of gray here, mm-hmm. right? And when you add them all up, so how often do you feel happy? Never. Okay.
Okay.
A small percentage said that, right?
Right.
Once in a while is small. Sometimes is small. Frequently, I can't read 20, whatever.
24, 26. So 50% said frequently or always.
Happy.
But it was a different measure. But I can change that question if you think that needs some reworking for next year.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious because that for some reason that slide really grabbed me for some reason.
Well, it looks like really tiny amounts, but when you
dig in, looking at the other amount,
right?
You're adding them all up,
right? And then 6 through 12. Did you ever feel so sad or hopeless for more than two weeks?
Right.
And what are I just can't.
40, so 50 said no, which is good, and then 42%.
You know, hopeless or sad every day for 2 weeks. That's a big number.
That is the number we've had mm-hmm. for years now.
That's typical for kids that age.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. The Stanford.
Just because you have happy girls.
We're Gen X too. We weren't allowed to have
strange.
Hey, we're outside.
We just tell them no one
knows. So the street lights came on. Okay.
I mean, I don't mean to be pushing.
Yeah, sorry, Sarah. I just wanted to look at that again.
That's why we have weird. A wellness coach
right.
to help
right.
interact more with kids. Like, mm-hmm. this has been pretty typical, Jason.
And their parents took the cell phone away from my dad.
Yeah.
Well, right. We got a great one.
Right.
No, I get it. I just, wow, 42% say that staff for 2 weeks. That's crazy. Okay.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Okay. So I'll move on to the Portola student survey. So again, really similar questions, the breakdown from the younger grades and older grades. 42% of those younger kids participated and 80% of the older kids participated. So it's a good sampling. And then here were the answers. So Portola got some higher amounts of students that really felt like there was an adult at school that cared about them. Students are treated fairly, 75%. And then this question we'll see again in a later slide, and that'll break down the other. Here is the 6th through 12th. So 94% of them felt like their teachers were kind and respectful. This is good. And then here's the happiness, sadness questions.
Is there a reason they ask those questions differently to the two different age groups?
Yeah, so this feeling sad and hopeless for more than that question was only specifically required for 6th through 12th grade.
I see.
And so it didn't need to go out to the TK through 5th grade students. So
we have always used the California Healthy Kids survey, and that has stopped. We're no longer required to do it. So we're trying to use our own instrument. Certain questions are on the LCAP that we had to consistently ask those same survey questions because it's part of our
right.
evaluation of our program. And trying to, Sarah asked, can I ask a question of the younger kids? How can I put that in a way? Uh-huh. So maybe that's not the right question.
I was going to say, for a TK, yeah. I think maybe we're going too young even, because I can't imagine some of those TKs even answering this question. Truck.
What I'd like to know is how many kiddos were in fourth or fifth grade, third through fifth grade.
Yeah.
Maybe like that's the next question we have to ask.
Yeah, maybe TK for second, then third through fifth.
Oh, yeah. And I think the California, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but the California Healthy Kids Survey doesn't go out to younger kids.
No, it doesn't.
So that's, we haven't seen that.
So that was our own question that we'll do better on.
Next time.
Now,
I'm learning.
Those students aren't in a classroom.
These ones are not.
No, of course they go. I love my teacher. 94%. They're not there every day, you know. So I mean, I can see there being a difference.
There is a difference,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You have a one-on-one relationship pretty strong with your teacher. So
right.
Then yeah. I would say I had expected to see stronger bonds show up with the IS teachers that do have that.
And typically have teachers for multiple years too, so you get to build that relationship quite a bit. I had students for 4 years of the 6 years that I was there, so
wow.
I know them, I know their parents.
They know you.
Yeah, they know us.
So I'll hop over to Thompson Peaks results. Again, our results covered all teacher rosters and all programs. There were 19 parents that responded. Here's the same questions about school climate. It's a green. It's good to see.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of green.
There's the personalized education questions. Do your teachers know your students? Is your instruction adjusted as needed? Are students appropriately challenged? And this question About a wellness coach. Has your child benefited from the support of a wellness coach, which is a newer program, as Sherry mentioned? So we had over 40% say yes, some no's, and then a good portion of them didn't know there was a wellness coach. So that is something for us to work on.
I didn't see it. Okay.
What's that?
Oh, I just noticed Doral didn't get a wellness coach question.
Nope.
Okay.
The independent study questions are the same from TPC and Portola. And then here's the stress question you're seeing again. Good, no response there. 14 families responded no, 5 said yes. And then some comments from those yes answers. Allow different curriculum, ease up on the work needed weekly. Teachers need a bit more training to help students who suffer with anxiety.
And tell your kid to do more.
And then the events and activities interest looks like fun workshops for families outweighed everything, but some of the other ideas were related to sports. And then this is the final comments. Thompson Peak got tons and tons of final comments. So I just have the first bundle of them here. And a lot of positive things. Best decision ever. Miss Camp was great. The student survey, again, broken up by those age ranges. We got 53% of our TK through 5 students participated and 68% in that older group. Teachers or other adults at school care about them. That's great. And a really high number of students felt like they're being treated fairly. Here's the 6 through 12. All really high answers, so that's sweet.
Well, they had a high number of responses.
They did have more responses, yep.
Yeah,
they
had 79.
They had 19 number. Responses.
Oh, what's the 79? Go back, what did I just say?
Oh, sorry.
The 19 girls.
Parent, oh, yeah, no, the parent survey. I'm on student survey. Okay,
so kids had a big more, number too.
They have more high school. 6 to 12 graders.
Oh,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So this it says here there was 26 responses to this TK through 5th grade, and then 79 responses to this 6th through 12th grade question. So way more the higher grade. But this is good. A higher percentage of students saying no to the sadness.
Now that's a good number.
This is better to see.
That is a good number. Good job, Stephanie, huh?
Absolutely.
Great. And I will show you the Steph survey results.
Now, this was not included in the packet. Sarah's going to email it to everyone so that you can take a closer look.
Yes, I apologize for that. We received 43 responses, which is about 68% of the total staff, but I don't know if the administrators took this. Sherry, you sent this one out, right?
Yep.
Okay. The percentages per site are showing here. So definitely more of the responses are coming from Doyle. The couple of climate questions. So is the space you work in good, clean repair? Is it safe for you? Is it safe for your students? Are you building trusting relationships with families? So good, green is strongly agree, blue is agree. So that's good to see.
No one said disagree or strongly disagree.
Is this an anonymous poll for the staff? Okay, yeah. I'll just make sure.
Yeah.
No, we definitely did that
okay,
one.
Yeah, I'm not saying
some more climate questions. Do you feel supported by your local site administrator? I'm encouraged to learn about each student, their family strengths. So that's looking pretty good. I think we have a little more yellow here. So these questions were asked of all staff, and then we get into some questions that are asked of just teachers. So this ranges from everybody from teachers, site admin to the lunch lady, paras. Parents, families are encouraged to be active participants in their child's education. All yes. I feel like part of the team. Almost all yes. And then the rest of the questions are just teachers. They were asked about some of our school-wide efforts. So this year, the sites worked on developing the portrait of the graduate. We also started with some training on UDL. So that's what you're seeing here. Yellow is the well-developed. So this question is kind of, the colors are a little backwards from what we've seen. So green is no progress. Blue is beginning development, and yellow is well developed. So it looks like we're doing pretty well on the opportunities to meet with families and students to discuss student progress. But the development of portrait of graduate that came out this year, something new. Same with you.
And these are good. These are good for us to be thinking about how we need to be communicating on some of these school-wide efforts.
This had teachers kind of determine where they are on the continuum of their instructional practice. So it looks like the majority of your teachers are adding multiple elements to their practice, and some of them feel like they've fully implemented. So then the next couple of questions are really similar, just there's little
I want to suggest that Sarah just sort of flies through this. This is something that you can look at the detail. We have to answer questions to the state about each area, and are you using the standards? Are you getting trained? That kind of thing. So this provides us with that really fine detail to answer those. So Sarah, you just want to kind of flip through those screens?
So this one is identifying professional learning needs of the group, of individual teachers. Keep moving. Oh, nope, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Sorry. Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Okay, action items. 8A, discussion of possible action regarding approval of replacing the kindergarten playground and sidewalks in Doyle with concrete. Do you want just a number that you can have?
Yeah, so we sent out a second recommendation
just
because
we've
had so many variables come into play.
So does anybody have that in front of them?
I have it on email. It's just to a previous presented, right?
I said up to 300,000.
Okay, so let's make a motion. Somebody make a motion for up to 300,000.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. 8B, discussion of possible action regarding approval of letter of resolution 2025-2604 for LBC, CalSTRS certification. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
C, discussion of possible action regarding approval resolution 2025-2605 for TPC CalSTRS certification. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Approved.
Oh,
item D.
Does Katie get the first and second? Or
no, Katie's going to have something to read for the motion for the next one.
D? Okay. Discussion of possible action regarding approval resolution 2025-2606 for CalSTRS 180-day post-retirement employment exemption request. The retired appointment pursuant to SB 765.
What a mouthful.
I move to approve submission of the CalSTRS post-retirement employment Exemption request pursuant to SB 765 for Sherry Morgan. Authorize the findings set forth in the staff report and authorize the board president to execute, submit all required forms, certifications, supporting documentation to Cal Services. Is there a second?
I'm glad you read that. Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Pass. F. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of updating job description for Katie Campbell from admin assistant to executive assistant. I move to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Katie rocks.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Item F. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of updating the classified salary schedule to include executive assistant. Is there a motion?
Second.
I made a motion. She seconded.
Perfect.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item G, discussion of possible action regarding approval of updating the three assistant director job descriptions to include specific school-wide responsibilities. I'll move to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Approved. H, discussion of possible action regarding approval of summer employment agreements. I move to approve as presented.
Yeah, I put a couple of them at the top of your table there because I sent that out prematurely. The two things that were adjusted is I added hours for Brandy Ellingham from what I had sent out previously and updated the number of hours for our expanded learning opportunities program to 115. I had said 100, but Elle did a calculation and said, yeah, that's not going to cover it, Sherry. So anyway,
this
so
is the one.
This is the one that we're approving.
Okay. I move to approve as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
She's got the second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item I, discussion of possible action regarding approval for correcting the salary amounts from 138,280 and 141,737. Wait a minute. Okay, yeah. For the following two school years. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Item J, discussion of possible action regarding approval of wildfire assessment mitigation efforts. What do you mean exactly for that one? This is the way you wrote it.
This is the concrete right around the edge.
The concrete, the tree trimming, and the gardens and gutters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the vents.
The vents.
So I move to approve as L presented earlier. Is there a second?
Second.
Jason, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item K, discussion of possible action for approval of California Department of Food and Ag grant revision. I move to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Almost got it. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
L, discussion of possible action regarding approval of budget revision for Strong Workforce Program, expanding ag grant. I move to approve. Is there a second?
Okay.
She's got a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Discussion and possible action regarding approval agreement with Parsec for the renewal support. I move to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
She's got a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're on in. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of school visitor screening policy 5016. I move to approve as presented.
All second. All second, but we're not doing NDAs, are we? When we introduce the school screening thing in the front, they're having parents sign NDAs to come on our campus. We're not doing that.
I don't know what it's going to look like yet.
Well, I don't want to approve something. I don't know what it's going to look like.
The policy doesn't address that at all.
Okay.
The policy is just really saying that we can not allow someone on depending on what shows up for them.
Okay, I'm just making sure that
could yep, no, just,
that was wild.
That's okay. Not even part
okay.
of this.
Okay, good.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We're taking a 2-minute break and we're going to closed session.
Okay. So here's what I will do.
Okay,
so right. there is no one on screen right now that would remain in closed session.
Okay.
So I am going to work at, Jared, what do I need to work at doing? I need a room.
Oh, there's a breakout room on the
sorry.
Upper right-hand corner.
Yeah, sorry.
Or you turn off the camera and turn off the mic and stop recording.
Oh, you could do that.
Or just...
Oh, that should be the thing to do anyway.
Yeah.
I took care of her, but we're not going to go get her.
Stephanie and Jared, you hearing us?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're back into open session at 6:30, and the reportable action is 35 classified and 33 certificated agreements have been offered, I guess would be the right word. And we have...
You want those back, right?
Future items, LCAP, annual budget, bylaws, and ethics. Is there anything else? You guys are going to come back with the dress code, possibly?
Yeah, let's add that dress code proposal.
And that's the third meeting, June.
We'll be needing the wellness policy next June, in June as well.
Also? Okay, so Katie got that.
And then maybe they'll report back what they find at the gym after Stephanie picks a couple staff members.
I might be gone.
Okay, anything else on that?
Father's Day camp.
Okay, we're adjourned at 6:31.
Thank you.
Tell me what you recorded at one more time.
Yeah.
33 certified, 35 classified.
Thank you, everybody.